Hi, Andrea. It's Steve Summers.
And I'm Ryan Sartori.
And we're with the Morning Stampede in Rockford, Illinois at 95.3 The Bull. How are you today?
Well, we're doing great here at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. We're talking turkey just like we have for the past 40-plus years, just helping people prepare for the holiday, giving them turkey tips, and providing that emotional support along the way as well.
And we all need emotional support, no doubt about that. And I'm sure the turkey experts, what has the first question from us to you is, how do you become a turkey expert?
Well, everyone here on staff has a culinary degree, and we all have a passion for food. We have a passion for helping folks, and we're a staff of about 50-plus food professionals, anywhere from chefs, dietitians, culinary teachers, and we just all enjoy helping others.
That's so nice.
That's incredible.
I'm a turkey journeyman for the Butterball Hot Talk Lane. I'm a journeyman. I'm an intern.
I'm an apprentice.
You have to be a pro. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Great.
So Andrea, what is your culinary background?
Well, I have a culinary business degree, and some of my previous assignments were doing recipe development and product development. And when I found out about Butterball, I was already answering questions from my sisters and my friends about how to prepare foods and getting ready for the holidays, so it was a perfect fit.
Are you trained in any kind of psychology? Because a big part of your job is trying to calm people down.
Right. No, I don't really have any formal training on that, but we do just try to be very patient, and we've all hosted our own holidays, and we've all had mistakes in our kitchen, so we really can empathize and sympathize with anybody that's calling in and having, you know, a question or an issue, so we're really here to help them because we have that experience.
If you had all the ears of the world listening right now through 95.3 The Bull and Alexa, because now I know the Butterball Hotline is through Alexa. I didn't know that, but now we do. So what would you tell everybody about the Butterball Hotline, and what's the biggest problem that you could solve right now? Don't call us, because here's the answer.
Well, you definitely want to make sure that you thaw your turkey in time, and that's what Butterball recommends, so make sure you plan ahead. And people don't realize it takes a long time to thaw a turkey. You have to plan one whole day for every 4 pounds if you're going to do that refrigerator thawing. But here, we're getting calls now that maybe people have forgotten, or they're just picking up their turkey and they want to speed it up. You can also safely do a cold water thawing method, and that's to submerge the turkey all the way in cold tap water in your sink or in a tub. Keep refreshing that water. It's going to speed it up. It's going to thaw 1 pound every 30 minutes. So that will definitely help. And that's one of the most important things in preparing a turkey, because if it's still frozen, you're going to have to cook it longer, and then it's going to be dry.
That's right. Do not put your turkey in the hot tub or in a sauna to thaw it out before the meal.
Oh, no. Definitely cold water is a food safe way to do it, or the refrigerator.
So, Andrea, how long have you been a turkey expert? Incredible. So in 7 years, we have to know at least a crazy story that you've heard. Can you share a crazy turkey story with us?
Of course. We get lots of crazy calls, and definitely the calls at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line start to increase towards the closer to the holiday. People get a little more panicked. But we had one call that I remember. They had consumers had called in. It was a family, and they did everything right. They put the turkey in the oven, and they said they'd been sitting there for a couple hours, and they couldn't smell the turkey cooking. And we thought that that was odd, so we went through kind of all the steps. Turns out they never turned their oven on.
Oh man.
Wow. And that's where you just say, bless your heart, gotta go.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. You have been so helpful. Thank you so much for what you do. And you're probably underappreciated, but we just appreciate the time that we had this morning.
You know, thank you.
You got other people to talk to. We just were trying to help you answer some questions without actually getting individual calls. So.